Hey, welcome to Christ United Methodist Church. No matter who you are or where you're at, whether you're up early or out late, we pray this message is right on time. Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate it.
Our gospel lesson is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 34 to 38. Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say." Then the angel left her. The word of God for the people of God.
So our kids kind of serve as a prelude to the reality, brothers and sisters, that we're instruments. Young, middle-aged, elderly, we're instruments. We occupy spaces in this world as a people of faith, recognizing that instruments are part of a song. And God's played a song from the very beginning. And God charges us time and time again from beginning to end to invite us. Friends, Christ Church, Advent, this season that we find ourselves in, these 4 weeks, Advent positions us as a people to proclaim that God indeed has broken into the world in a dramatic way. The highest of highs has stooped to the lowest of lows. Divinity now can be found in obscurity. There's a king amidst the common. God revealed himself dramatically, we believe, as a people through the face of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Friends, through biblical history, we see how it is that God has worked incredibly in the world. And when the Holy Spirit moves, things change. We see it dramatically. We see it play out from beginning to end. God working in incredible ways, not outside of the world, but inside of the world, through agents who say, "I'll respond to your revelation. I'll respond to your call." It happens from the very beginning. And just briefly, it's not going to be a full message. I understand that time is of the essence, and Pastor Jake isn't all that great with watches. But I want to show you something that I think positions us powerfully as a people who embrace the idea of Christ in our lives. And friends, if we can hold true to the conviction that God can be found in a manger, as we discovered last week, if God can be discovered or encountered in a manger, then that means that Christ awaits us in the common, in the everyday. And yet, every time God reveals God's self, it requires a response. Let me just show you from the beginning. We see when you turn the pages of the Genesis, the very book of the Bible, we see how it is that the Holy Spirit moves. Message says this, first this: God created the heavens and the earth. There's a highlighted portion for you that I want you to chime in real loud for the people tuning in online. First this: God created the heavens and the earth. All you see and all that you don't see, God moving in incredible ways, what you see and what you don't see, in ways visible and invisible. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's Spirit, like a bird above the watery abyss. Check this out. In the Genesis, in the beginning, when you turn the very first pages of the Bible, we see the Spirit of God working. And when the Spirit of God hovers, something happens. Life is created out of nothingness. Potential is found where the world thought there was no potential. Out of nothing, God hovered. It seems, brothers and sisters, we've talked about this before, when there's a charge of the Spirit, there's a change in the world. Where there's a charge of the Spirit, there's change in the world, and that change in the world only comes as a byproduct of someone accepting a challenge, when there's a challenge accepted. It seems that when God reveals God's self, revelation requires a response. And in the beginning, when the Spirit of God hovered over nothingness and God spoke, all creation and nature responded. Why? Because when there's a charge of the Spirit, there's change in the world. When there's change of the world, it comes as a byproduct of people accepting a challenge. Fast forward through time, and you see, not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, in the Genesis, in the beginning, when the church was birthed, in the book of Acts, it says this: when the day of Pentecost came, there was a body of people. Then wasn't organized, wasn't necessarily related, but they were a diverse body of people in one place, all together in prayer. And the scripture said that without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, a gale force wind. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. And out of nothing, from nowhere, divided tongues as a fire on each of them. And they were filled. A body that had no power or potential in and of themselves were empowered and found new life. The church literally was birthed. Not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, we see that when the Spirit of God, when there's a charge of the Spirit, there's change in the world. And it comes as a byproduct of people saying, Lord, we want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. We know that Christ is risen, and now we understand that we're ambassadors, and all we want to do is the will of God. And so a formless body at once, when the Spirit of God moved, changed. And change in the world is a byproduct of people accepting a challenge. Diverse as we are, different as we are, to be together in one place in agreement changes the world when we do it for the sake of the gospel. So we see in the Old Testament, we see it in the New Testament, and sandwiched between both of these scriptures is a powerful encounter that we had with an instrument, just like we had here. Mary, an instrument. The angel said, the Holy Spirit, Mary, don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called holy, Son of God. Revelation requires a response. And when there's a charge of the Spirit, there's change in the world. But change in the world, we see through common servants like Mary, change in the world comes as a byproduct of people saying, here I am, God. Use me as your humble servant. You're more powerful than I could ever be by myself. But I'm asking you to use me as a vehicle, as an instrument. When there's a charge of the Spirit, there's change in the world, and it comes as a byproduct of a challenge accepted. And we see how it is that God looked into an empty womb out of nothingness, spoke, and it was, but not without a response. Not without a response. Nature responded, a body responded, an individual woman responded for a charge of the Spirit, and because of that, there is change in the world. Why? Because she accepted a challenge. It wasn't going to be easy, but it's worth it. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult, but it's going to be worth it. And we see, brothers and sisters, how it is that we can serve as instruments, how it is that God moves in ways we see and can't see, God's visible and invisible. We will respond to a call to God to say every day when your feet hit the floor, Lord, use me as a vessel. Here I am, your humble servant. It's amazing how it is that the lens and the collar, the landscape of your day ends up changing. It's hard to conceive, but incredible, life-giving, life-altering, and transformative things always has and always will happen when the creation responds to the Creator, when individuals corporately and by themselves open themselves to be servants of the Most High. It's amazing what you could conceive. It's amazing what we could conceive when everyday, ordinary, humble beings say, Lord, I don't understand it, but the angel says understanding is not essential. obedience is. And the more you obey and step in faith every day to be a vessel, the more you end up understanding. I challenge all of us this day to pray the difficult prayer to say, Lord, here I am. I proclaim myself as your humble servant. Do with me my life, not what I want, but do with me in my life what you will. And when we live into that posture, it's amazing what we could end up conceiving. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How was that? Oh my gosh. Friends, if you're new to Christ Church, you're here for the first time, this is the first applause I ever got for a message. We've recorded all of this. I'm going to play it back and forth. Back and forth.
On behalf of all of us here at Christ Church, I want to thank you for hanging out and tuning in. Continue to check us out online, but better yet, we'd love to have you worship with us on Sunday mornings, starting at 8:30 a.m. in the chapel, or 11 o'clock in our main sanctuary. Until then, may God bless you so that you can bless others.